Take it away.
So there's been a late change, Ken, to the lineup?
Yeah, there has. Yeah, Brody hurt his ankle yesterday at a training, and obviously with it so late in the week, there was never a real opportunity for him to come up. So we were prepared for that, and we had Whitey already in amongst emergency, so it's an easy decision for us to bring him in.
What's the actual injury? What's the extent to it?
Sprained his ankle. Rolled his ankle at training, unfortunately, and it was just a little bit of a freakish thing that happened. And, you know, it, as I said, late in the week, it's probably never didn't give him a real chance to come up. We suspected he'll only miss 1 week, though.
Has he been in pretty good form, Has he been all right, Whitey?
Yeah, Whitey, look, to be fair, most of the boys last week in the sample didn't have a great day, and Whitey was one of those, but his last month, like a number of boys, is really, really strong, and he's really fit. He looks like he's on top of the ground running really hard and fast, and we know that's what he'll bring to the team for us. And obviously with Jared going out of the team as well, it's probably a like-for-like replacement.
Kenny, how did he do it? Was it in a ball drill?
Brody?
Yeah.
Yeah, just did in a drill at a training where he just went to twist and turn, and his ankle gave way. Just quite a simple thing that happens, and, luckily enough, it doesn't happen very often, and unfortunately for this week, it's 2 days ago.
You'll miss him back there, Kenny. He's been pretty solid.
Yeah, we would. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. He's a pretty important part of our team, and he's an immature player now. He's just reliable. You just know each week he's going to go out and do his job and do it really well for us. So, yeah, but it's an opportunity. I mean, Jasper gets the chance now to come back into the team and hopefully come back to some really, really good form himself, and he can take care of Brody's position, and that will be great for all of us.
There's a bit of news around this morning. Archie's manager was suggesting that he might want to have a trade at the end of the year.
Oh, did he?
There was another line in there which I found odd. He said, well, he's been told that he's pretty much going to play in the sample for the rest of the year.
Has he?
That's what his manager said.
Yeah, well, I think, well, perhaps it's a little misunderstanding. Arch knows exactly where he's at and exactly what he needs to do to be a part of the AFL side. And, look, he's got a great future, and, hopefully for us, that's still with our football club. And, but we understand that managers have jobs to do, and that time of the year there's something to talk about. They throw things out there.
How excited was Matt White to be given the news that he's coming up to play? Obviously, there would have been some disappointment that brought his out, but how excited was he? He's still played for a while.
Yeah, no, it's pretty significant for Whitey, and I said that to him this morning, that when we talked about it, it's a great opportunity for him because he really hasn't had a real crack at it this year. He has been, not fit most of the early part of the pre-season. He's really had to work hard to get back in form. We made a decision 5 to 6 weeks ago that he needed some really strong form, and he's needed a month of 5 or 6 weeks to get that right, and he's done that really well. But so, yeah, I think he understands exactly where it's at for him, and at his stage of his career, he knows that it's important to make his mark now.
And where's run on the G for him as well? That would surely suit him coming back.
Yeah, it's a good selection for the G, isn't it? With Matty White, the way he can run, he's a high endurance athlete with the top end speed that's unbelievable. So hopefully he can put that on display tomorrow for us.
Are you looking forward to having Pollock and Matty White in the same team? Hasn't happened for a while.
Yeah, look, we'd love to have, obviously from performance point of view and running capabilities, both boys bring something different. Polly's obviously ball use is a bit different to Whitey's, but Whitey's top end speed, yeah, it would certainly be great for us to have them both available in good form at the same time.
Where is Pollock at with his injury?
Nice. I actually said to him that he's probably got a mosquito bite on his hamstring. It's not too much at all. Look, he was pushing really hard to play this week. We've just not taken that chance. If you were to push a hamstring out there and there's been something not quite right and it cost you 3 weeks, it would be pretty foolish.
So could he come back next week?
Yeah, I expect he will come back next week. I think I'm very confident that he'll come back next week, but, I'm not the doctors and I'm not the conditioning people.
How do you rate Collingwood at the moment?
They've been really strong. The whole competition, look, we've seen it again last night. It doesn't matter how you rate or don't rate sides, wherever they are on the ladder or where they're not on the ladder, doesn't make any difference. It's just going to be a cracking game, and we're playing them in Victoria, their home ground, and it's going to take our absolute very best to get over the top of them. We understand that.
I think last time you played there, I think you beat them by 67 points. Does that play on your mind? Does that give the boys some confidence or new year, new structure?
Yeah, no, not really. I mean, it's good to know that your recent history there is okay against them, but they're probably a different side. We're quite a significantly different side. So you just don't take any notice of past performance. It just gives you a little bit of comfort that you know something about them, and hopefully we can play somewhere near our best level, which will give us a chance to win a game.
It's your first time at the MCG, and you've got an extra 10 metres on each wing. Do you have to play different? Is there anything you have to be mindful of when you play that?
No, not really. I mean, you try to defend the ground the same way. It gives you a little bit more room for offence, I suppose, is probably one of the key things you get out of it. And as I said, our form there when we've gone there is usually pretty strong. We like the space. We like to make the use of that space. But, it won't matter if our defence is a little bit off. And the MCG challenges you in defence. So hopefully, for our point of view, we can get that right. We can win the contest early and we can get the ball in our half. All good?
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.